Good morning, all. As we continue in the halachos of the rest of the day, so one of the interesting areas of halachos that people do not realize is an actual area of halacha is how we are supposed to act as human beings, to be ethical and moral people. And so the rabbis point out that to be generally a good person is something that is considered important as far as halacha is concerned. But how do you define being a good person? And so our rabbis talk about the fact that there are two different types of people in this world. There are the people who are all the way on this side of the spectrum and people who are all the way on that side of the spectrum in terms of you fill in the blank trait, right? So someone could be overly haughty or too humble. Someone could be very happy. Someone could be very sad. And so our rabbis talk about the fact that one should not be either one of those things. It's always better to be in the middle. The middle of the road perspective is always considered to be the best. And in terms of how we act with those attributes is critical to how we go about the rest of our day. For example, how a person eats, how a person sleeps, how a person goes about their regular humanly activity. So all these things are measured by the halacha. And so our rabbis talk about the fact that how is a person eating? Is a person eating to live or is a person living to eat? Right? How much are you intaking into your body? Is it just to serve Hashem better or is it no, because you really enjoy that steak that you wanted to keep eating more? The rabbis also talk about the fact that one should not be overly frugal and one should not be overly, what's the opposite of frugal? Overly wasteful, thank you. That's almost as good as slaverosity, right? Basically, when a person is thinking about how they're going to spend their money throughout the day, they should consider, on the one hand, that Hashem has blessed them with whatever they have, so A, not to waste it, but also not to just be tight-fisted. So if someone comes to you for a handout, someone needs some money, so of course you should do what you can to help them, all sort of within a general regulation and a general, even-keeled sense of mind. The rabbis also talk about the fact that one should not be overly happy or overly, like, jolly. You see some people walking around as if, like, there's not a single care in the world, and you see some people walking around like the sky is falling every single day. Neither one of these perspectives are appropriate. The absolute ideal is to always sort of be centered. However, our rabbis do say that there is a notion of being, maybe you shouldn't be overly jolly, let's say, but to actually be generally happy and optimistic is an important quality for a person to have. And finally, the rabbis do talk about the fact that in terms of the worst traits that a person can have, being overly gaivadic, overly haughty is something that is considered not great, that to be humble is ultimately the most important trait that a person can have. And that's what we, of course, know about Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble of all men. And to be able to mimic that and to fall into that category of considering ourselves humble, but also not having a low self-esteem. It's an important dichotomy between those two things. And with that, we conclude with the rabbis. Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani ben Akiva.